We are continuing now in the Dorim Yud Zayin Amud Beis. In the previous on Amud Aleph, we discussed was the machloikis between Rav Huna and Shmuel as to a person was going to take on an additional period of Naziris or not. So let me just go back in Chazer, because I'm always going to ask attack questions on Rav Huna. So let's just go back a second and see that. What was the machloikis? Rav Huna had said, versus Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Lamachar, that the only time if you add something on, that's when you could have them an additional period of Nazirus. And Shmuel said, Afila Omer Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom, Chal Nazirus Aleh, that it still works, even if he says the exact same thing, then the second Nazirus would be Chal. So we'd ask the first Kasha on Rav Huna. Now we're going to pick it up now with the second Kasha on Rav Huna, starting with Tanan. Here we go. Several problems with the opinion of Rav Huna. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Yesh Neder B'toch Neder V'ein Shavua B'toch Shavua, that you could have like a Neder within a Neder, but you can't have a Shavua within a Shavua. Heichi Dami, what are the cases, what's the circumstances that we're talking about? Se'ilim, if you're going to tell me, and I'm going to reject this, but if you're going to say the possible suggestion to Omer, the person says, Hareini Nozer Hayom, Hareini Nozer Lamachar, so I'm a Nozer today, and then I am going to be a Nazir tomorrow. So then, the Kavasa, the corresponding case, Gabi Shavua, the parallel case would be the Shavua be Shlo Ochal Ochal Tzeinim. I'm not going to eat figs. V'chazva Omer Shavua Shlo Ochal Anovim. And then he says, I'm not going to eat grapes. So the guy took two separate Shavuas. So my Lochal Shavua Al Shavua. So why would that not kick in? Why would the second one not take effect? It should. The second Shavua is not really connected to the first one. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos brings this down in Hilchos Shavuos Perek Dalid, Yud Dalid. The Rambam writes over here, Shavua shel ochal te'enim. Guy says, Shavua, I'm not going to eat any te'enim. V'chazer v'nishba, and then he takes a second Shavua, shel ochal te'enim v'anovim. I'm not going to eat te'enim and anovim. Ke'achas, the same thought. V'shogan accidentally v'ochal te'enim v'hifish korban. So then he accidentally made a mistake. He violated his Shavua and he ate the te'enim. And then he separates a korban. V'achakach shoga v'ochal anovim. And then he makes a mistake. And now this time he didn't eat the te'enim, but he ate the anovim. Eina chayav al ha'anovim. He's not chayv on these anovim, b'pnei shehein kechatzi shir, as we're going to see in a few minutes. That's a chatzi shir, ve'ein v'vein korban al chatzi shir. The halach is you don't bring a korban for that. Chatzi shir is also in the Torah, but you don't bring a korban on that. So the Gemara says like this, Ella, hechidami de lo chala shavua al shavua. So what really is the case when we say the second shavua doesn't kick in when you already made a previous shavua? Kigon, it must be for the following case. The amr shavua shlo oichal te'enim. The guy says, I'm not going to eat the figs. V'chazva Omer Shavua Shlo Ochal Te'enim. He says, no, I'm not going to eat the figs. V'kavasa Gabi Nazirus. So the parallel case in terms of a Nazir, Heichidami, what would that be? The Omer must be Hareini Nazir Hayom. Hareini Nazir Hayom. Again, repeating the exact same thing you said the first time in your second one. V'katani, but that's a problem. Because we learned, Yesh Neder B'toch Neder. Right? You could. Work that out. It would be an effective statement. Sakasha Rav Huna. That's a kasha on the opinion of Rav Huna, because he would hold in this case that the second neder does not take effect, right? As we saw, it was really on the Amud Aleph, we began by repeating that over. He holds it's not called a Shmuel Sal if you say the exact same thing it is. But Rav Huna said, no, you have to add on. You have to say Hayom, and the second statement has to be Machar. So our answer is no. Om lecha Rav Huna. Rav Huna could tell you the following teretz. Mas nisin da omer hareini nazir hayoim, hareini nazir lamachar. The case that our Mishnah is talking about, when the guy says I'm a nazir today and I'm a nazir tomorrow, the kavasa, and then the parallel gabe shavua, like the shavua, the oath case would be as follows. Da omer shlo oicha te'enim. The guy says I'm not going to eat figs. V'chazva omer shavua shlo oicha te'enim v'anovim. So he added on. Meaning he said, I'm not going to fix and the grapes. So that second Shavua, lo chayle, it's not going to be chal, because he's already taken a Shavua on part of it already. And the first part he says te'enim, and now that can't be chal, because he said that the first part. One second, Rabba. But didn't Rabba say the following? Shavuos lo ochal te'enim. The person takes a shvu, he's not going to eat te'enim. V'chaz va'omer shavuos lo ochal te'enim va'anavim. And then he says the case where I'm not going to eat grapes, I'm not going to eat figs, right? Va'ochal te'enim. And then he accidentally violated it. He ate the te'enim. V'hifrish korban. They set aside his korban because he was over his shvua. V'chaz va'ochal anavim. And then he ate the anavim. Havi lehu anavim chatzishir. Right? It's a chatzishir. Just speak it out for a second, because since he said te'enim and the anavim, right, in his shavua, so that shows his intention that he wanted to also on himself from eating both. And since he's already was mafrish korban, he set aside his korban for the te'enim, he's now considered is like he only ate grapes. He only valued chatzishir, right? So the Gemara says ve'eim avin korban al chatzishir, and you don't bring a korban for the second part, right? So Alma, so you see from this, right, just to speak out, because from the fact that he's potting out from bringing his korban is because he ate a chatzishir, that shows us that his second shavua did in fact take place. So Alma, you see, heichi da amr shavua shlo oichal te'enim. The guy says, shavua, I'm not going to eat figs. V'chaz v'amr, he says, shavua shlo oichal te'enim ve'anavim. I'm not going to eat grapes and the figs. Migo, since dechal shavua al anavim, that the shavua, the oath kicked in on the grapes, chaylanami al te'enim. So it's chal, it takes place, it's effective with the figs as well, right? So that's a problem according to Rav Huna, because Rav Huna explained the Mishnah, well, in this case, would say that the second shvu wouldn't take any place. So what's the Gemara say? It says, no, it's not a problem, because Rav Huna lo svir lekarabba. It's not a problem. Rav Huna doesn't hold with Rabba, because Rabba was an Amora, and he was Rav Huna's student. So he doesn't hold from that svara. So therefore, that's not going to be a problem with the shita of Rav Huna. He could have a good teretz. He could save himself. He's not up against the wall. Meisve, another kasha from a brisa, what would be the case? Mishenoder shtei naziros. The person takes upon two periods of naziros. Mona eser rishon b'hifrish korban. He counted his 30 days for his first period of naziros, right? We know that stam naziros is shloshim yom. Remez is that from the word yihyeh, gematria 30. So he finished his first period of naziros. V'nishal aleha. Then he was he did she'ela on his neder to absolve it. Also lo shnia b'rishona. So in that case, now he did again before he brought he did this obviously before he brought his korban, right? So then it's like it's unnecessary. So then the second period of naziris counts for him instead of the first one. Also lo shnia barishona. He's considered as if he did keep the second term of naziris during that time period, which he kept. He really did the first one. So therefore that korban he set aside, it's going to count now for the second term. Sehei Chidami asks Gemara, what exactly are the circumstances of the case? Elaim, if you're going to tell me the case is, Ta'amar Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Lamachar, the guy said, I'm a Nazir today, and I'm going to be a Nazir tomorrow. Am I also lo shnia b'rishona? So in that case, why should the second one count for the first? Ha'ikiyoma Yesera. There's an additional day in that second period of Naziris that he didn't count, because Hamachar means that I'm adding something, right? Now it's the 30-day period, again, using the default value, the 30-day is going to kick in from the next day afterwards, right? So just, you know, the second 30-day time period is going to start the day after the first 30-day period has started. So how could it be that the second one's going to work for the first one? Se'el pshita must be pushed. It's so obvious. The case must be da'om harini nozer hayom, harini nozer hayom, that he must have said the statement twice. Because if not, if he would have said what the word infers that harini nozer mocher, so that's an extra day, and he didn't do that extra day yet. So therefore, that can't be. Must be where he said literally verbatim the same thing. I'm the nozer today. I'm a nozer today, and that's the case. So if so, now on the top of yud ches. Tiyufta de Rav Huna. That already is going to refute the opinion of Rav Huna, because there's no way that he can back himself and could explain this away. Okay, Amir Tzachan, that brings us to the next Amud, and our Shir will pick up tomorrow with Yud Ches Amud Aleph.